White House meeting, and I had them in to stay all night with me for a weekend. Some of them, I don't know how much you can give. Of course, Morrison is not much of a Democratic governor. He runs alone. When I went out there, 62, he wouldn't even meet me.
Right.
Yeah, he's kind of a lone wolfer. He's a half Republican that runs as Democrat, and he tries to get Republican votes, and of course you have to in Nebraska. And I can understand that, but I thought Hughes, we've been in contact with him down there every night. He didn't get the name on the ticket out there in Iowa, and we talked to him any number of times. Now, I don't know who they've got going out there.
I don't know about you, Father, with the time he talked to them. I just wanted you to know that this kind of thing.
Now, their chief complaint is that nobody tells them about who's coming in. Is anybody going in making speeches?
I don't even know that they are. They just simply said they all came to me separately and said that they had good chances, but that they had not been contacted by the committee, Democratic committee, all the administration saying, who do you want in, how can we help you work it out?
No, I think that's right. I don't think we've been doing that. I don't think we're up to that point yet.
Well, that may be the answer, Mr. President.
We just finished our convention, and we've been trying to get a name on the ticket in places like Iowa, where they haven't got sense.
That one. You got that back in.
Yeah.
Well, let me handle that part of the cliff then.
All right, okay.
Now, may I ask you two other things quickly? Hello?
Yes.
I saw Mr. Weissel for some about an hour Friday in New York. I enjoyed him very much, by the way. He's a good friend there, as you know. He has raised the same question that I sent word to you about, and I told him that I would pass it on to you. And he asked me to. And that is about this question. The only remaining thing we've got of any great consequence bothering us with lots of people is this job business, the nigger taking the job. Now, Ed brought this up to me. I have talked to Walter about it and talked to others about it. So he and I both feel very strongly that if somewhere along the line, in the next few days or week, you can get in a simple sentence on, it's got to come from you saying that the Civil Rights Bill not only does not say that a man can take another man's job, but prohibits discrimination on either side. This, I think, Mr. President, has many hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of votes tied in with it. I've gone into this in many, many states. And when Weissel brought it up, I thought that we ought to pass it back on to you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, one other thing quickly, and I'll handle this one with Walter. And you can just comment or not as you see fit. I have taken a position that I wouldn't take somebody from my department here who is either civil service or even a Schedule C and take them out and let the government pay the expenses while I'm on a political trip. But you got half of your cabinet people, according to the deputies, that are going to do that. Walter and I felt like it might be embarrassing to you somewhere along the line. So I thought I just wanted you to know this, and I'm not going to do it unless I'm told to.
Oh, now, what does that mean?
It means this. For instance, I've got a man, a deputy named Peter Jones, who is a a Schedule C appointment, but who's not a presidential appointment, therefore not exempt from the Hatch Act, and who, if following the schedule, the Eisenhower's there, the Cabinet Office, and take that right-hand man with them and let the government pay his expenses. And I, of course, think there's a danger in that situation. The Democratic Committee ought to take care of whatever expenses like that they have and demand that they have some staff people are doing it. Most of the Cabinet down the line, I don't know what the cabinet office is focused on it, but most of his people think that it's all right to take along a man.
Well, now, are they exempt from Hatch Act?
No, they're not. That's the point. They're not exempt at all.
Well, how could paying their expenses exempt them?
It doesn't. Well, I said they'd have to find staff people. They'd have to find staff people, not our people. I mean, the Democratic Committee would have to pay expenses of somebody. Wouldn't they? Couldn't use these men at all.
Yeah,
what
I'm somebody else, man.
Yeah, what I'm afraid of is criticism on you if we do that. Now, again, I won't bother you further with it except to alert you to it.
Fine, I think that's right.
And I'll talk with Walter further on that.
That's good.
Thank you, sir.